The Carolina Hurricanes are going back to the Eastern Conference Final for the second time in 5 years as they eliminated the New Jersey Devils last night in Game 5 of their second round series. Myself and Andrew discuss all of that game and look ahead to the Conference Final in this episode of Locked On Hurricanes.
You're Locked On Hurricanes, your daily podcast on the Carolina Hurricanes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Hey there, Caniacs. I am your host, Jared Ellis, and you are listening to Locked On Hurricanes on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. And once again, I am joined by my co-host, Andrew Schnitker. How you feeling today, Andrew?
I'm feeling pretty good. The Hurricanes, for the first time since 2019, are going to the Eastern Conference Final. An exciting overtime win over the New Jersey Devils last night. Far and away the closest game of the series, which you called it. You said that yesterday was not going to be a blowout, and it was not. This Hurricanes team is starting to feel like something special.
It really, really is. I saw you tweeted about it last night, but they are the epitome of the next man up mentality. They are without Andrei Svechkin, without Max Petry, without Teuvo Teravainen, and guys are just stepping up all across the lineup. And, you know, let's dive into this game last night, because like you said, you know, I predicted it would not be a blowout, and the Devils came out hot, and the Hurricanes were able to weather the storm for the most part. Definitely in that first period, it did feel at times like the Hurricanes were just holding on, doing all they could to hold off the Devils. Freddie Anderson, he made some really, really good saves. Brady, and just because, yeah, the Hurricanes ended this period down 1-0 does not mean that they didn't have some good chances. Brady Shea had a really, really nice chance early on. And his shot ended up bouncing off the post. It came off a turnover from Palat. And I just noticed in the notes it autocorrected to Pilates. But
I don't know what you're going for there.
Yeah, but yeah, the Hurricanes did have some, you know, some nice chances early on, and Freddie Anderson did make some really nice saves as well.
Yeah, I thought that Frederick Anderson, other than game three, had a really, really good series. It was another one of those games where he made the key saves at key moments and kind of held it down in those stretches when the Devils were really pushing play and taking it to the Canes and kept them in the game, gave them a chance to win. That's all you can ask for from your goalie. And I thought once again that he was really good last night.
Yeah, he was very, very good last night. And you know, Schmid was really good for the Devils as well. He made a really, really nice save on Jesper Foss, who we'll talk more about later. And definitely as the period progressed, it did feel like the Hurricanes were building some momentum. But ultimately, New Jersey was able to strike first. They made some really, really nice passes through the Hurricanes to get Dawson Mercer up to the net and for the goal there. And, you know, it did, you know, kind of, I guess, take some momentum away from the Hurricanes, because it did feel like they're building something up to there. But, you know, you get on into the second period and the Hurricanes realize like, hey, we got to get in this fast, because, you know, you don't want a repeat of what you had in the first few games with, you know, the team that, you know, gets that first goal. They just tend to run up the score real quick and just get a bunch of goals in quick succession. And Jacob Slavin ended up tying it up early in the second for the Hurricanes, and Jordan Martinook did have the assist on that, and that was his 10th point of the series. And with that, he finished the second round, of course, with 10 points in 5 games, and that tied Bates Battaglia in the 2002 Stanley Cup final, or Eastern Conference semifinal, excuse me, where he had 10 points in 6 games against Montreal, and Corey Stillman in the conference final back in 06, where he had 10 points in 7 games. So big congratulations to Jordan Martinook on that. And if you figure, he probably would have took sole possession of that record had the Hurricanes not been able to clinch here.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, he's a guy who had all kinds of momentum, was only going to keep it going. Great to see him on the board again. Probably have to call him the series MVP for the Hurricanes.
Oh, absolutely.
Just with all the plays that he was able to make, all the big goals that he scored, just the spark that he gave them really every time he was on the ice. And, I mean, he does that anyway. It's just, you know, as Rod Brindamore would say, the pucks were going in for him in this series. But that was really cool to see him get rewarded for everything that he does well for this team.
Yeah, and it was a really nice goal by Jacob Slavin as well. There was obviously they kicked it back out to him, and there was a lot of traffic in front of the net. So the fact that he was able to get it go through was really, really nice. But unfortunately, the Hurricanes did end up giving the lead back to New Jersey Jesperi Kotkaniemi ended up taking a penalty, and the Devils got a very, very quick power play goal from Timo Meier, and that ended up giving the Devils a lot of momentum. And that's what I was kind of talking about earlier, where it really just felt like they were hanging on for dear life, doing everything they could to not go down two goals, keep it just at one goal. And eventually, you know, they end up getting a whistle. I forget what it was for, but you know, that kind of stopped play and all that momentum that the Devils were building, it just kind of leveled off and everyone was able to regroup. And I think that was really, really key for the Hurricanes, because shortly after that, Brent Burns from the point again, like in the previous game, and that ended up, you know, giving the Hurricanes a lot of momentum. So really, if the whistle doesn't blow there in the second period, we could be talking about a different game, because the Devils were pushing hard. They were playing like a team with their season on the line.
Well, and you look too, not long before the Burns goal, somebody, I think it was Jack Hughes maybe, misses a wide open net. I mean,
he landed on his face too.
Net for the Devils. You know, that would have made it 3-1, and you wonder what's happening from there. That's probably a play that the Devils fans and players are going to see in their heads a lot this offseason. But, you know, that's hockey. That's how the breaks go sometimes. We've certainly seen that happen to the Hurricanes. I mean, Jesper Fogg missed a wide-open net in the first period. I think that would have given the Hurricanes a 1-0 lead. But, yeah, I mean, I'm kind of, you know, sitting there at that point, like, you got to just, like, get out of this period only down a goal. And then Brent Burns comes up with that last-minute goal to tie it. And then, yeah, the momentum shifts, the momentum swings, because if you're the Devils, you feel like, man, we really should be up at least one goal, if not more now, and instead the Hurricanes have it tied.
Yeah, and, you know, they ended up, obviously, you know, going into the third period tied up, and that was really, really big, because at that point, you know, you kind of feel like whoever scores the next goal in the third period is going to win the game. And we will dive into the third period and overtime right after this quick break, folks. For a championship team, it's all about making sure every player is the perfect fit. We're seeing that right now with the Carolina Hurricanes. And it's the same when it comes to your vehicle. Every part needs to fit just right. So the next time you need parts and accessories, head to eBay Motors. With eBay Guaranteed Fit, you can be sure every part you need fits just right the first time around. Just add your ride to My Garage and look for the green check to know that the part will fit or your money back. Because just like in sports, confidence is the name of the game when you shop on eBay Motors. And with over 122 million parts to choose from, you'll be back in the game in no time. After all, it's easy to bring home a win when the parts are right, just guaranteed. Get the right parts, the right fit, and the right prices on ebaymotors.com. Let's ride. eBay Guaranteed Fit, only available for U.S. customers. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Now, the third period was tough, to say the least. The Devils came out really, really hot. Again, they're playing like a team with their season on the line, because it was. And, you know, like I said, it kind of felt like whoever, you know, got that next goal was winning the game, whether it happened in third period or obviously, as we'll get to in overtime. But eventually, the Hurricanes were able to find their game in the third period, especially towards the back half. And they were applying a lot of pressure to the Devils, just like the Devils were doing to the Hurricanes. And it was, again, very, very tight. And one thing that was really nice, especially once the Hurricanes kind of really found themselves in the third, was that they limited the Devils to just three shots in the third period. And that's a testament to the Hurricanes' defense. You know, Jacob Slavin, Brent Burns, Brady Shea, Brett Pesce, Shane Gosper, Jalen Chatfield, and all the forwards as well. They really, really knew what they had to do in this third period and just suffocate the Devils and not let them get anything. And that was really, really key for them here in the third period.
Well, and I think, too, you know, to talk about sometimes the best offense, defense is a good offense and good puck possession. And I thought that that was a lot of the case for the Hurricanes, limiting the Devils in that third period. Because, I mean, if you go back and watch it, the Hurricanes had the puck a lot. I mean, as that third period, they kind of had the Devils back on their heels a little bit. And they were pushing really, really hard to end that game and end that series in regulation. Didn't get it done. But, yeah, I thought, especially in the second half or so of that third period, I thought the Hurricanes played really well.
Yes, they did. They were really – they were matching the desperations the Devils was playing with to keep their season alive, and the Hurricanes were playing with the desperation to end it. And then, of course, you know, we get into overtime, you know, kind of something that everyone gets a little weary of come playoff time. But, you know, the Hurricanes, I believe, were going in with – some power play time, if I remember correctly. And, you know, the fact that, you know, or no, it was shortly after overtime started, I believe.
Yeah,
they got a power play.
Yeah, the Devils because the Devils actually, I thought, were the better team for the first few minutes of overtime.
Yes. Yeah, okay, yeah, I'm just getting my time confused. But the Hurricanes did end up getting a power play opportunity in overtime, and that ended up being the dagger because Jesper Foss ended up going down, getting his second overtime game-winning goal of the postseason for the Hurricanes to advance. And you know, that was absolutely insane. And again, that was his second overtime game winner this postseason. And he is rolling. He's been a guy that we've been talking about of, you know, just depth guys, you know, stepping up and getting the job done. And Jesper Foss did it once again last night.
Yeah, and you look too, you know, that obviously that's a situation where you're kind of like, if ever there was a time for your power play to come through, it's right here in overtime with a chance to end the series. And it does. The power play, it didn't start out great. The Hurricanes really struggled in the faceoff circle last night, and that was part of the problem early in that power play. They couldn't win a faceoff to get set up. They finally do. You have that second period unit that Rod had just kind of thrown together. You know, Jesper Foss gets it, does what he does, gets in front of the net. Jesperi Kotkaniemi takes a really good, sharp shot from the faceoff circle that, you know, Foss tips in. And Shane Gostisbehere, too, who's done a really good job since he's come here of quarterback in that second power play unit. You know, gets the puck at the point, settles it, you know, surveys things, slows it down just a little bit. And makes the nice pass over to Kotkaniemi at the circle in a prime shooting position. There's been, if I had to pick an unsung hero in this series, just someone that we haven't talked about a ton, it would probably be Gostisbehere, because there's been a few goals where he's, you know, made a really nice pass, put a puck, you know, right in a forward's wheelhouse to shoot it. And you really don't notice him in a bad way very often, which is always a good thing for a defenseman. And I think he's really played a role in solidifying that third pair and making it what it is, because I think him and Chatfield are easily – it's a third pair you can actually rely on instead of just, oh, God, these guys are on the ice. Like, just get them, like, 6 or 7 minutes so our top guys don't get tired. Like, the Hurricanes can actually roll three defensive pairings that they can rely on right now with the way that those guys have played.
Yeah, it's not a glorified AHL defensive pairing that they've had the past couple seasons, which is really, really nice. And, you know, you talk about how good he's played, you know, this playoff and this series. You know, he's a UFA coming up, and you got to think, you know, he's done everything they wanted him to do since they traded for him. And it does kind of make you wonder, yeah, all right, you know, is he going to get an extension? You know, if the price is right, you know, they're not going to give him super crazy money or anything like that. But he's definitely making a case for himself to be handed an extension for sure. And, you know, another guy that has played really well last night that we've talked about already is, of course, Frederik Andersen. He stopped 27 of 29 shots he faced. He's 2-0 in potential series clinching games this postseason. And this was his first series clinching win since 2015. So it's been a while for him. And he now has a 5-0 record in series clinching games. And just in his playoff appearances with the Hurricanes, this year he has a 1.80 goals against average, a 0.931 save percentage. And yeah, he's playing like the number one goaltender the Hurricanes wanted when they signed him.
Starting to think maybe he wasn't the problem in Toronto. Because I mean, you look at what, you know, his playoff career there, the way he started it, his playoff career here in Carolina. He, like you said, he's played really well. He's done what you want your number one goaltender to do. The thing he did really in this series, again, I keep going back to, is he made the timely saves. You know, he made the saves when, like, the Devils are pushing early in a game, and, you know, if they score a couple, then the Hurricanes are out of it, like in game four, like last night, like in the second period last night when they could have made it 3-1. Even, like, in game two, if I remember right, like, the Hurricanes are up. Or no, it was in the first period, the first 10 minutes of that game, he kept the Devils off the scoreboard and eventually let the Hurricanes take over and dominate. Game six against the Islanders, the Hurricanes were terrible for the first two periods of that game. Mm-hmm. And Frederik Andersen kept them in it, only down one, so that Sebastian Aho could tie it in the third when they finally got to their game and they could win it in overtime. So, no, he's you know, we didn't get to see him in the playoffs last year. We didn't get to see him for the first five games of the Islanders series this year. His Hurricanes playoff career has certainly been worth the wait, and we are definitely not sitting here talking about a return trip to the Eastern Conference Final if not for what he did in this series.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely for sure. He is definitely doing, like Gostisbehere Spare, everything the Hurricanes want him to do, he's doing it. And we will give some quick thoughts heading into the Eastern Conference Final right after this quick break, folks. All right, it is time to talk about the Eastern Conference Final. And obviously, we do not know who we're going to be playing as of yet. The Florida Panthers, you know, weren't able to put the Leafs away the other night. That could be different tonight. We'll just have to wait and see. But like we talked about yesterday, the Hurricanes, you know, being able to close out the series when they did was really important because that will give them some extra rest time because, you know, Antti Raanta getting healthy, Teuvo Teravainen, you know, maybe just give him extra time, you know, before the next series starts. Not necessarily saying he's going to be playing. Yeah, you know, that's a very tough injury to come back from, especially in playoff hockey. So, you know, being able to give these guys some extra time, I think, is going to be really, really beneficial for them going forward. And, you know, like we also mentioned, both series in the West seem like they're going to go a long time. So, of course, the Eastern Conference Final wouldn't start until, you know, that the West is ready or just about to be ready. So
they've done it that way. They've done it in kind of a convoluted way before with starting the East while the West series were still going on, but, or vice versa.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be interesting to see how things go because this series did end so early and all these other series are still going on. And obviously Dallas leads their series 3-2. The Vegas Edmonton one is tied. And of course, Florida leads Toronto 3-1. And, you know, we could very well see if we're going to be playing Florida tonight. Can they close out their series tonight? That's going to be very, very interesting. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. They're a team that, you know, are better than their playoff seeding says. but you know, they're also a team right now that is hot, you know, and that you never know what can happen when a team gets hot in the playoffs. We saw it 2019. The Hurricanes got hot at the right time and went to the conference final then. So we're just going to have to wait and see what happens there. But how do you think this rest is going to help out the Hurricanes?
Well, I think it's going to help a lot. You know, we keep hearing about Teuvo Teravainen inching ever so slowly closer to maybe making a return, you know, being out there in a non-conference or non-contact jersey for the morning skate. You know, Rod Brind'Amour saying, you know, obviously he was never going to play in the Devil Series, but maybe, you know, as it goes further along, opening the door to a return. So that'd be, I mean, look, he hasn't had his best overall year in terms of point production, but there's just no denying everything that a healthy Teuvo Teravainen would add to this forward group if he could come back. You've got, you know, this time of year, like we talked about, pretty much everybody is going to be banged up in some way, shape, or form. I mean, Brent Burns, you know, I mean, he's an Iron Man. He's may or may not be human, but he's 38 years old. He's out there, you know, playing these huge minutes. You think he might appreciate a little bit of extra rest? A guy like Jordan Staal, who just, you know, took the brunt of the heavy defensive matchups against that Jack Hughes line, he might like a little bit of a breather. So yeah, I think this is going to be really, really helpful for the Hurricanes. And it lets, you know, if you think you're going to go with Frederick Anderson as your guy too, give him some rest, because he just played what, 6 games in a row for the first time this series. So, you know, if you think he's the guy going into that game one of the Eastern Conference final at this point, why wouldn't you? Then, you know, I think some days off for him would be helpful too.
Yeah, I do think, yeah, this rest is going to be very, very beneficial for all the reasons you mentioned. And, you know, obviously they're not practicing today, but they'll get back at it tomorrow, I believe. And that was something we talked about yesterday, is the rest versus rust argument. And, yeah, this team, they're not going to, you know, take, you know, a whole bunch of time off. It's not going to be like the All-Star break where you're on vacation. That's not going to be the case. You know, they're having a day off today, you know, to do their thing, rest, obviously. You know, I know Rod and I think a select few players will speak to the media later on this afternoon if they haven't already. But, you know, being able to just rest, and then tomorrow they're back at it. They know what they got to work on. Obviously, power play is going to be something that they practice a lot, because, you know, it has been kind of Jekyll and Hyde. You don't necessarily know what you're going to get with it. But yeah, I'm not really worried about any sort of rust going in to this next series. I think the Hurricanes, they have the experience. They know what they got to do. And it's not like, again, no knock against the Devils, because we were there before as well, but the inexperienced aspect of it. This team, they know what they got to do. They know what it takes to win in the playoffs. They've been wanting to get back here to the conference final for a long time now. They've been wanting to get over this hump into the Stanley Cup final. And I'm not worried about any rust. I think they're going to be pretty darn ready, whoever they end up playing.
Yeah, I agree for sure. And I think, you know, maybe, you know, you can have a little team watch party tonight for that game 5 in Toronto. Do a little scouting and see what you're going to be up against.
Yeah, we're just going to have to wait and see what happens in terms of our opponent. And, you know, I said, you know, at the start of the playoff, I felt that, you know, they needed to at least get back to the conference final for this playoff season, all that, to not be considered as a disappointment. Because you look at the past few years, especially last year and the year before, where they were so good and they just came up short, kind of like Tampa Bay in like the mid to late 2010s, where they just couldn't get over that playoff hump. And now they're back here. And now that they're back to the conference final, you know, do you feel that this season and postseason has been considered a success?
You know, it's really interesting that you bring that up because I had a friend ask me this question. I think it was after the Hurricanes went up 2-0 in this series about, you know, hey, you know, you and some other guys like were pretty pessimistic going into the playoffs, which I mean, I was, you know, given the injuries and everything like that. And I was kind of like, well, with the injuries, you know, I thought, you know, I wouldn't have considered the season much of a disappointment if they had lost in 6 or 7 games to the Devils. And so, yeah, I think getting back to the Eastern Conference Final makes this season really successful, really, you know, a great accomplishment. But if you look at the way that they've played now without these guys and the way that they've gotten here and the fact that, you know, because going into the playoffs, you figure they go to the conference finals and then it's whatever, because you're assuming at that point that if they get there, they're going to be playing the Boston Bruins, you know, the best team in hockey all year, the record-setting historic team. And now they're not, you know, they're going to have home ice again. They're going to be playing probably Florida, maybe the Leafs. So, you know, I don't know. I feel like it's still, no, I mean, getting to the Eastern Conference Final makes this a great season for sure. But I also think there's a lot more expectations going into the conference final now. And there should be, because this team has proven, I think, through 2 series that it can play really well, that it can get it done even without the guys that it's missing. Especially, you know, again, if you play Florida, I mean, like we said, Florida's a team. They're better than their seed. They're a good team, but you're going to have home ice. You're going to be favored. So, you know, opportunities to have a truly special season and contend for a cup don't come around, you know, very often. I mean, I'm sure after 2019, none of us thought that it would probably take until 2023 for the Hurricanes to even get back to the conference final, to the Final Four. So I think they have a really special opportunity in front of them, and this is the time to take advantage of it.
Yeah, I agree as well. You know, I was fully predicting them to be playing Boston, and then that's it. You know, Boston, because they were so good, I was fully expecting, all right, they're just going to go and win the whole thing. But that's not going to be the case now. So, yeah, I do feel that there is a lot more expectations on the Hurricanes because that behemoth of the Bruins isn't there anymore. And they're like, you know, home ice runs through Raleigh now, and it doesn't matter who we play, whether it's Toronto, Florida, whether in the final it's Dallas, Seattle, Vegas, Edmonton. No, they come here. We have home ice advantage, and I do feel that that does, because they are the top remaining team, that does put a bit more expectation on the team. And, you know, I think that, the guys that the Hurricanes have now, they know what it takes to win. We've said that a lot today. We've said that throughout the playoffs. They know what it takes to win. You know, even the young guys, even Seth Jarvis, he knows what it takes to win. He's been to the playoffs. He's won a bunch of games with the Hurricanes. He knows what it takes to win. And then obviously the older you get on the roster, you know, even more so. You look at a guy like Jordan Staal, he knows what it takes. He's won a Stanley Cup before. Antti Raanta, he knows what it takes to win. He's won a Stanley Cup before. Brent Burns, yeah, he's been to the final before. He's been playing for forever in a day. And these guys know what it takes to win now. So the weight of expectation, I don't think it's going to be as big of a factor as, you know, maybe a team like Boston. Yeah, you know, they had such a crazy good regular season. You go into the playoff, like, all right, everyone's expecting you to win the Stanley Cup. Now go do it. And I feel, you know, that, yeah, that just wasn't the case for them. And I think the Hurricanes can fully handle the expectations that are being put on them right now.
Yeah, you know, Rob Brindamore talked about this after I actually watched his full press conference after the game last night. He talked a lot about this, you know, about, you know, them getting more experience, them getting, you know, almost like you have to learn to lose before you can learn to win. And, you know, certainly you look at, you know, since they made that run to the conference final, you look at the 2020 bubble against the Boston Bruins, you look at 2021 when they ran into the buzzsaw that was the Tampa Bay Lightning, you look at the disappointment against the Rangers last year. You know, this is a team that's been on the other side of things and knows, you know, I think now has that understanding of what that, you know, next step further that you have to take it is to get it done.
Yeah, I fully agree. We both are in agreement. They know what it takes to win now. And they just, you know, got to wait to see who they're going to play in the conference final and then, you know, who they would potentially play in the Stanley Cup final. This team, I feel they're ready. I feel they have what it takes, you know, even with the guys they're missing. You know, they're showing that, hey, you know, this isn't going to be, you know, the deciding factor. You know, we got guys that can step up and get the job done. You know, we've seen it in sports, you know, all the time of, you know, being down key players and guys stepping up and getting the job done. We've seen it before, and it does feel like, hey, you know, now could potentially be the Hurricanes' got time to have these guys step up and get this team over the hump. But we will continue to talk about the conference final in the coming episodes. And in the meantime, make sure you are following us on Twitter at @LO_Hurricanes, myself on Twitter at @JaredEllis_96, and Andrew at @AShnit53, the old school Jeff Skinner shout out there. And I always got to mention that too. But as always, folks, enjoy the win. Enjoy the trip back to the conference final. Make sure you are taking pictures if you're going to the games, taking pictures at your watch parties, whatever it may be. Enjoy it, folks. These kinds of things don't come around all the time. You never know. Like Andrew said, who would have thought it would have taken the Hurricanes this long to get back? So enjoy it, folks. And as always, let's go, Canes.